I'm always amazed at the sad and juvenile nature of bikie gangs. Well, off the back of that discussion about more police powers to crack down on them, they portray themselves as these big tough guys, macho individuals, but there are cases which really expose just how juvenile they are. One such that comes out of Penrith local court, a rebel's bikie boss has been jailed and four others will be sentenced over the bashing of two Finks bikies. But guess what they did, these Finks bikies? They drank at the wrong pub. In June last year, a couple of Finks bikies had a beer at the Clarendon Tavern in northwest Sydney. Apparently, in doing so, they broke a truce with the rebels not to go there because it's rebels' turf. So a bunch of rebels' bikies beat them up in front of terrified patrons, including women and children. The magistrate sentenced one of them to 12 months jail with 9 months non-parole. Three others will be sentenced later on. They are just like schoolyard bullies who've never grown up, starting a fight because someone else is in their territory. It's a bit like a toddler having a tantrum because someone's played with their toy. And the lack of intellect. Well, I suppose they are knucklehead bikies after all. And last time I checked, the publican owns the pub, and anyone's welcome to go in for a drink. But for all of the bravado these guys portray, I'm just left with an image of kids in the playground marking out their territory. And it screams to me that these blokes need to get a life. Find something to do with yourself instead of sitting around in a pub saying, no, this is ours, this is our turf, this is our territory. I mean, I started a little club as well, a boys' club. I was 7 years of age with my brother, but we grew out of it. And I think these idiots should probably do the same.